I'd like now to welcome filmmaker Chai Vassarelli. Her film is called Yusundur, I Bring What I Love, and it opens this Friday, July 24th, at The Screen here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello.
Great to have you. Now, Yusundur is a very famous Senegalese singer, percussionist, recording artist. How did you come to make a film about him?
Well, I was interested in making kind of a big, beautiful film about Africa. I think there are a lot of images that are in the media, and, you know, while there are some very, very serious issues in Africa, I thought that it was also important to be able to present kind of a dignified and hopeful view of Africa, and I think Yusu really embodies that. But what really made me make the film was after I kind of decided to start looking into the subject, I met Yusu, and he shared with me his Egypt album. And his Egypt album basically sings the praises of the Senegalese Sufi saints, who are Muslim. And this is not so long after 9/11, and I was kind of struck by this beautiful and peaceful image of Islam that I thought was not what we were seeing in the mainstream media. And I thought that a film that chronicled Yusu's progress with this project and how he released it to the, you know, to Western audiences and in Africa would be able to share this story with a wider audience.
It is an interesting story because the disc, Egypt, was actually better accepted outside of Senegal than inside. Why was that?
Well, what's interesting about the Egypt album was initially Yusu was going to release it in 2001, and then 9/11 happened, and he postponed the release because he didn't want it to be received in support of the acts of violence in 9/11. So he finally released it in 2003 because he thought it could actually help promote a different image of Islam. And what happened was it was released in Senegal, and it just triggered this controversy that was really, at the end of the day, a tragic misunderstanding, where immediately, you know, there were radio talk shows and people were calling in raising objections, and there was this rumor that Yusundur, who's famous for being a pop star, he owns a nightclub in Senegal, had brought, you know, like, naked women to the holy sites of Senegal, etc., which were all lies. But the controversy broke out so fast that really people never had the opportunity to actually listen to the album and understand what he was trying to do. And overnight, I mean, 20,000 cassettes were returned by local merchants. They were just scared to have it. You know, it was taken off the television station in terms of his, you know, his paid advertising. They just removed it. They wouldn't play it. And what happened was like a radio silence. It was kind of, it became a taboo subject, and this situation persisted for about a year. Meanwhile, you know, Yusu believed in the project, and he thought that he had confidence that his audience, once they actually had a chance to listen to it, would understand. So he began to release it in the West, and he toured Western Europe and America. And it was, I mean, it was embraced. And, I mean, for me, I still get kind of emotional when I look at the scenes in the film of, like, these predominantly non-Muslim audiences in, let's say, Munich or, you know, New York, dancing to Yusu's Allah Allah. And it was so moving at the time. But there was this kind of tragic misunderstanding at home, and it really triggered this kind of very difficult period in Yusu's life where I think he certainly did doubt what he was doing.
It does highlight, and we see this very strongly in the film, the extremely strong religious devotion on the part of Muslims in Senegal, who, although it was a misunderstanding, felt so strongly about their religion that they didn't want anything to desecrate it. Is there a conflict between popular music and Sufi Muslim beliefs?
Well, I would say that I think that what happened in Senegal is something that we, no matter really where you are right now, you can probably identify and understand it, and that religion in general has been politicized, and it's become kind of like a bad word, and there's a lot of fear and conflict and, like, conflicted emotions around it. And I think that just even suggestion that there was, you know, something controversial or blasphemous that desecrated, you know, the Sufi guides of Senegal was enough to trigger this fear. And again, in all honesty, you know, is it not an educated fear? It was ignorant. And, you know, what can you do against ignorance except for, kind of try to continue educating the public? So, you know, I can't really speak to whether there's, like, a conflict between Sufism and pop culture in Senegal, and I don't believe there is. I think that Yusu, as you see in the film chronicles how Yusu comes through it and how eventually his Senegalese audience does listen to the album and understand it for what it is, and they actually celebrate it. And, you know, for me, that was a really powerful story in terms of, you know, how one man could stand up for what he believes in and essentially change, you know, move his community and society one step forward in terms of tolerance. And, you know, I think that what's going on, you know, here in America, you know, we're dealing with similar issues, you know, where I've been experiencing it even in releasing the film where, like, you know, having a film that's about African Muslims, no matter how beautiful or compelling it may be, it's still not the favorite, you know, people's favorite subject. And there are just a lot of emotions around these topics.
Of course, it also didn't hurt that he won the Grammy Award in terms of opening people to his music.
Well, the Grammy, that's what's so interesting, is that the Grammy Award, well, Yusu won essentially the Grammy Award for World Music for the Egypt album. And when this happened, it forced kind of a recontextualization in Senegal about the album. Because you've got to think about it more like an Olympic gold. It was like the first time this type of major international honor was won by a Senegalese national. And it was such a big deal. And, you know, really it forced the press and the public to ask, you know, what's the big deal? What is it about this album? And it really triggered the first time where they actually listened to it. And upon listening to it, they accepted it. And I think it also coincided with Yusu deciding to record a duet with this religious singer in Senegal called Mustapha Mbaye, which essentially praises the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And it's that stamp of approval also helped. But, it, I mean, it was so interesting, like, to see this Western award, like, trigger this recontextualization, reckoning, and try this effort to understand on the part of the Senegalese public of Yusu's music.
We're talking to filmmaker Chai Vassarelli. The film is called Yusu Ndour, I Bring What I Love. Yusu Ndour comes from a family of mixed caste. His mother was from the Griot caste. His father was not. What is the role of his mother's caste in society?
Well, a Griot singer is essentially a praise singer. They serve as an oral historian for a community. They really are the storytellers. I liken it sometimes to the bard in Shakespearean drama or the chorus in Greek tragedy, where their duty is to speak for the people, you know, to be sort of a consciousness for the community. And, you know, Yusu comes from a long line of griots on his mother's side. And I think that you can see this influence in his music in that, you know, here is an individual who has consistently, since the very beginning, stood up and sang about the issues that matter most and pertain most to, you know, the lives of Senegalese. And I think that in Egypt you see, you know, is a very good example as well, is where he was deciding to sing about Islam in a time when Islam was, you know, was terribly misunderstood and when it was very important to just add another voice to this debate, you know, to just kind of bring a diversity and, like, recognize the diversity of voices within this rich religion.
Had he made devotional albums before, discs before this one, Egypt?
Well, this is the thing, is that Senegalese Islam is part of the fabric of life in Senegal. I mean, every cab driver you see with, you know, Alhamdulillah, praise to God, praise be to God, written on his taxi, you know, it's just part of the fabric of everyday life. So Yusu has always sang about these Sufi saints in his popular music. And moreover, kind of the particular Sufi brotherhood that Yusu's part of was founded by this one Sheikh Amadou Bamba. And what I find most interesting about him is he's a contemporary figure. He died in 1927, and essentially he gained recognition because he refused to give up his faith when faced with French colonial pressure. And instead of resorting to violence, he accepted exile, and he went into exile and basically became this national figure. So, the confluence of, like, social movement of political, like, a democratization and a post-colonial situation in Senegal with their religion is present every day. And so Yusu has these songs about Sheikh Amadou Bamba, which really celebrate their national hero as well. I think Egypt also presents a very big stylistic change. Yusu essentially decided to sing with an Egyptian string orchestra. It was the first time he ever performed without his band, the Super Etoile de Dakar, which is a fabulous band. And he released the album during the holy month of Ramadan, which is certainly against the grain. I mean, conventionally, people turn away from worldly activities during Ramadan. So I think he was definitely pushing the envelope. So it was the form that this music took as opposed to the subject matter.
It's interesting to see this film because a couple of years ago we had an exhibition here in Santa Fe at the Museum of International Folk Art called A Saint in the City, Sufi Arts Verb in Senegal, and it was all about Sheikh Amadou Bamba. So that image is familiar to visitors to that exhibition when you see the Youssoundour movie.
It's a great exhibit.
Yeah.
I saw it in New York. It's a fabulous exhibit. It was like the first time that sort of scholarly work was done on the subject.
Yeah, it was fascinating. It also really brings up issues of colonialism and resistance, which is not the main subject of your film, but it also touches on that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're speaking about very specific parts of, like, you know, the specificity of Youssou's life in Senegal. You know, but for me, like, I think that what's been very interesting in releasing the film and bringing it to audiences around the world, because it is being released in theaters, you know, everywhere from Japan to, I don't know, Abu Dhabi, and, you know, or to Santa Fe. And, you know, there are very universal themes of, like, faith and family and love that I do believe kind of appeals to a wide audience. And what's, you know, what was kind of the most challenging part of the film, and I hope maybe one of the most successful parts of the film, is, in a way, presenting Youssou that opens up his life to, you know, any audience that you can actually identify with his story and get, you know, be inspired by the fact that here is a man who comes from really, really humble origins. You know, he really started with nothing, you know, from a, you know, pretty poor country in Africa, who decides to stand up for what he believes in and changes his community, if not the world. And, you know, it sounds very idealistic, but that's, I mean, that's really who Youssou N'Dour is.
And the music is fabulous, and we're going to play a little bit at the end here. And, in fact, we're going to give do a ticket giveaway in just a few minutes. The film was the winner of the Audience Award at the São Paulo, Brazil International Film Festival. And I'm wondering, have you been to a lot of the places where the film has shown and have been shown and been able to talk about it with audience members?
Absolutely. You know, I've really made up. I personally, like, I'm not Muslim, and I do believe, but I do believe very much in the politics of the film. I think that it's rare that you see a film that goes below the surface and addressing an African or a Muslim subject. And because of the politics, I've remained very committed, and so is Youssou, to promoting the film. So at every opportunity I have to, you know, to present the film in person to audiences, I try to take. And it's, you know, it's been pretty cool. Like, we premiered at the Telluride Film Festival as well as the Toronto International Film Festival, which are these kind of very well-respected film festivals. But our third, the third place we played was actually in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, which was the first time we've showed it to a Muslim audience. And when the film received the special jury prize, that was kind of a very big deal because it was their way of lending their support to the film, which opened up a whole, like, the Middle East as a market. Which is interesting. So it's all about the dialogue on both sides. At the same time, you know, I've traveled, I don't know, throughout Europe. We showed it in Africa. That's kind of a big goal that we have, to bring it to audiences in Africa, even though there's not real distribution per se in theaters in Africa. But, you know, people respond really from very, very different backgrounds. And, you know, I've gotten responses where people would come up to me being like, these people aren't Muslims. And I'm like, no, but they really are. But you have to respect where that person's coming from. At the same time, there are people who, like, have never heard of him, had never heard of Youssou N'Dour. And it's like their own discovery process. Like, there's something really moving, I think, in this idea that you can recognize your tradition. You know, and that's important.
Has the film been shown in Senegal?
It was the first place it was shown. Before it was actually finished, I wanted to show it to everyone who participated and worked on the film, just to get a sense of, you know, I just wanted to make sure. So many people were very generous with their time and opening up their lives. You know, this film took about 2.5 years to film. And I just wanted to show it to them before there was no going back. So it was very well received, and we're bringing it back to Senegal in December as part of FESMON, which is kind of this international festival of African art that's sponsored by the United Nations.
Chai Vassarelli made the film Youssou N'Dour, I Bring What I Love. It opens this Friday, July 24th, at The Screen, which is at the College of Santa Fe, right here in Santa Fe. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And here's a little music of Youssou N'Dour as we go out. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's wonderful .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can also find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Thanks to Sean Conlon for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz features 8 different versions of Johnny Mercer's classic Midnight Sun. We're going to hear some more music by Yusun Dur and have a ticket giveaway. So keep your radio dial tuned to KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station.